FM and 1700 The Champ, a Cumulus Media station, broadcasting from the now hiringiowa.com studios. Live from the capital city, it's Steen on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Tuesday. It is a happy hour sports Tuesday with Steen and Scott.
Steen and Scott.
Nice to see you here.
Yes. Good to see you.
It's a good day.
It's, the view's a lot clearer since the last time I saw you after the party.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great time. Friday night was a wonderful celebration of our friend being cancer-free, a kick in its butt, and then my heavens, did we take over the town.
Good for you guys.
Oh, yeah. We ended up over at Vista Pub out there. That was a big old group. That was a good time.
That was a good crowd. I saw way more people at Vista Pub than I wanted to see.
Oh, I know that. I know that. Yes.
There's a ton of people there. Holy buckets. All right. So happy hour sports with Steen and Scott. We're live right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans, bringing you your sports your way every day. Let's see here. What else do I have? Twitter is at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Happy Hour underscore SS, at Scott Brower underscore 13. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ, and website 1700thechamp.com. All the podcasts are up. Saw today that a bunch of them already been listened to, which is great. I'm glad you guys are listening. That's awesome. This week on the station, and I have to listen next time. I didn't listen. I mean, if our studio has a name, we have to figure out who the studio name is.
Okay, it just said Now Hiring Iowa.
Now Hiring Iowa. We're gonna.
Okay, I wrote that down last time it said it, and I'm still doing a little research.
We're gonna do some break.
We're going to need to do more than just some online research.
I got you. Okay. Well, we're going to figure it out.
But I'm intrigued.
I just want to know. If they're getting props and they want to, hey, let's give it to
exactly.
them. Exactly. Thursday, Ravens at Buccaneers, 6:30 pregame. Saturday, UNI Southern Illinois at 1. Ole Miss, Texas A&M will be joined in progress. Sunday, Broncos, Jags are in London, so another 8 o'clock pregame show there. Bears and Cowboys at noon. 49ers and Rams joined in progress. Packers and Bills at 7. What a big game that is. We'll talk about that. I kind of saved some Aaron.
Help me out. Okay. Did you say Ravens Thursday night?
Yeah, Ravens, Buccaneers.
Haven't you already had a Thursday night game? Or excuse me, the
Ravens.
The Ravens.
I don't know.
Okay, anyway.
I don't know.
I'll have to look up on technology.
There you go. Packers-Bills, that's a huge game. And Bengals-Browns is a huge game. That is in Cleveland, and that is on Monday, and that is a 6:30 pregame as well.
Okay, I'm going to make a little note on that. You said the Packers and the Bills is a huge game. I'd like to discuss that with you later.
That'd be a good idea.
All right.
I like that. Okay, so now in our hands we have... See, this is where our show starts to get interesting today, because I haven't told Scott these things, but
yeah, I know what you're gonna do. If you put it in writing, you're expecting things out of me.
So we want to thank Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Palmer Group, Come and Go, and the Fresh Perspective. You hear my commercials 2 or 3 times during the show.
Very nice of that.
And I have to do another one. I have to cut another one here pretty quick. Somehow somebody, it's supposed to be a duo doing one, but I can't get my duo partner to help me.
You want to talk about the November 1st? You want to talk about what's going on in my life?
I know what's going on. Right. Maybe we'll.
I'm ecstatic to come in here every time I do.
Yep. Then it's a lot of fun, and we get a lot of compliments. We got a lot of compliments. It's really funny. We in said place. So it is in the same building as Picker Nose. What is the name of the
Destinations?
Destinations,
where we had the celebration.
The celebrate. Really cool. Really nice.
Absolutely. Place. It's funny. I didn't even know it was there. I just knew of it as being an old Dolls. And then we go to this over there on Grand, Old Dolls. And then we go to a wedding. My nephew was in, so of course the entire family was invited to that. So we go to that wedding. I'm like, wonderful.
It was there.
At Destinations, wow. That place there. And then we have Janet's
party
there.
Did they have the wedding there too?
It was super cool because really? It went bar, tables. They opened up the center. Ceremony was right in the center. It went from ceremony to tables to eat. Then it was tables moved to dance floor, which there's a lot of videos are not me. My children's, but it was
nice.
It was a lot of fun.
Nice.
Well, then we saw dueling pianos. Tony was there.
Tony Bonecamp. A couple of things on that. His cohort on the other side, he told me his name. I talked to him. Nah, I can't remember that. He was really good as well. And Cade, one of the son of one Travis and Janet,
yes,
his buddy went out and played a dueling piano, just piano segment with this other young man that was with Tony Bonecamp. Mm-hmm. And it was freaking amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Great time. I had no idea that's where Vista Pub was. I had no clue.
Okay, that's not on Grand. Vista Pub is out by the McDonald's on Jordan Creek and Interstate 80.
And the McDonald's, who we stopped and it was like midnight and they were like wanting to go home. And we're like, man, come on. Just a couple of double
after
cheeseburgers.
After Vista Pub?
Yeah, we stopped. And like, well, we don't have any ice. Well, I'm quite sure your Diet Coke's still going to be cold enough.
We went back to the garage bar at our house, and I saw 5 a.m. So it was a good time.
Yeah.
It was a good party.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't do that. Too old for that. okay, so what I was getting ready to say is, so a couple of these today, since they're so nicely out there and written, we'll have Scott do some commercial time today.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes. So that'll be fun. Okay, so I haven't talked to you since the weekend.
Yes.
Where do you want to start? I mean, I haven't talked to you about the Iowa Hawkeyes yet.
No.
I spent time on them yesterday. I did exactly what I said I would do. And to be really honest with you, there was not one football player that I could have said, even if I was critiquing the game, to say, you're the reason that you lost a football game. Because there was none of them.
No. I mean, it just to me, there was so many bad situations or ways that was not going to be anything other than a setup to fail for the Hawkeyes. You got to give Ohio State props as well. That's a good football team.
Yeah, that's a good football team.
Okay. I mean, it's this is the problem, finger pointed at Brian. This is the problem, finger pointed at Kurt. This is the problem, it's Petrus. Now let's give, good Lord, talking about throwing a kid to the Lions. I mean, not literally, because he would have liked that probably better than being thrown to the Buckeyes. But
Penn State Nittany Lions wouldn't be any better for
these
guys.
Oh, I was saying the other Lions. But anyway, but still, okay, here, fine, here's your chance. And he failed. Told you. I mean, really?
Well, and they had... And then they had the thing that you knew would happen most, right? The backup quarterback's always the greatest dude in the world.
Right.
Insert New England Patriots last night. Right. And whenever that...
No, but that's the third string quarterback.
Yeah. When you...
Totally ordinary.
When you look at that, right?
Yes.
And the thing that nobody thought about is, well, what happens when he does no better? And then everybody's like, well, he wasn't any better. No,
that's
he's
exactly
not.
Right. Well, and
it's
know.
Not, it doesn't have to be that it's their fault.
And then just the slightest eye was out of the corner of the eye looking to the third string quarterback, and they just, no, don't okay, even.
He's sitting on
he's
the bench.
Young,
going, out.
No.
I'm out.
Young, no. No, 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 no.
So I would have been yesterday. So. They had their press conference today, Kirk Ferentz's press conference today. So yesterday, I went through my, had David on. David's frustrated. And
frustrated.
David had no idea how much his frustration was going to get bigger. Because David said his frustration is that Kirk.
You're speaking of David
Eicholt.
24/7 Sports.
He came on yesterday and said, listen, it's bad. It's not going to get any better. We all know it's not going to get any better. And he goes, the scary thing is the teams that they have left to play, they have a chance to beat all of them. Besides Iowa State, and that was an up and down game, on the games that they've lost, I don't think they had chances to win. They didn't have a chance to win on Saturday.
No.
I don't think they have enough wins left on their schedule. And I don't think, see, I was thinking to myself yesterday when I was going through all this, you know, this is a problem, and you've just had the last couple of years that have been something. And then before I went on the show, David kind of sent me, hey, 2017 and forward. We've barely been out of the 90s in 90s to like 107. We're 131 right now in offense.
Right. Iowa. I know.
We've never, and since he started being offensive coordinator in 2017, they've never been in front of a 90. They haven't been 88.
Out of 131 schools.
131 schools. And what's happening now is you have a couple of things. The one is everybody's looking at it going, okay, if it's not going to get any better, okay, who's quarterbacking? Who's coming to quarterback when you're looking at the way it is? Not very many people.
I don't even think we've heard the name yet of who's going to be the quarterback for next year.
Running backs are very talented. Arlen Bruce is very talented. Vines and Johnson are talented people. The two tight ends are talented. If I was the two tight ends, man, I'd be going to NFL at the end of the year right now.
Right.
But
are we supposed to get a wide receiver back this weekend too?
Yeah. Well, I think that's it's either the Vines or the Johnson. It's one of the two. But once again, they're comparative from 10 years ago, they'd be fine. They're small. They're 5'8", 5'9", 5'10", going against 6'1", 6'2", 6'3". Right. Our wide receivers are going against 6'1", 6'2", defensive backs.
I was going to say, when you think of a top-drawer D1 wide receiver, I'm sorry, 5'8", 5'9", is not what I envision.
No, but they're extremely talented. It's getting them the ball and getting him enough time to get them the ball. The offensive line isn't good. So I thought about this weekend, too, because that was the thing. Well, it's the offensive line that's not good. You can't just blame that on coaching. Yes, you can. They're both offensive line coaches.
Right.
Kirk Ferentz made a living in the NFL being an offensive line coach.
And they used to be known
to
generate.
The best offensive linemen into the NFL.
Every year, yes.
So
we haven't done that in a long time.
All that being said, yesterday, I'm like, you know what? They still have to play the season out. They're probably going to get to 6 wins. They're going to get in a bowl game. Yeah, hope to goodness it's not somebody really.
You look at the schedule and you think they're going to eke out the right amount of wins to get to 6.
No, I don't, but that's just that.
You know what my fear is? My fear is they are going to get to 6, and they're going to go a bowl, and they're going to get embarrassed at a bowl. And then we're going to talk about the bowl, and it's going to extend the whole
how much the fans are going to go. So this was me saying, I don't know how much the fans are going to go after Sunday. Now I really don't know after today, because Kirk Ferentz went on today, and I can read some of this. I'll give you just a big. He blamed reporters for asking the questions that the student athletes shouldn't have to answer those questions. Everything that I saw from reporters had nothing to do with Brian Ferentz. They asked them about their game. Kirk Ferentz got asked questions and he didn't want to answer them, and he said. And it was bad. I mean,
he's getting frustrated.
He's way smarter than that. And
he's also doesn't like to be questioned, but guess what? You are the spotlight. You are the lighthouse. You are going to get the questions because people want to understand what you're going to do, because obviously something is broken. What is your plan to change direction? He does not like that phrase.
No, and this was what he said. It said, Kirk Ferentz complimented his players on how they handled the media on Saturday, then said during his line of questioning he felt he was being interrogated at times on Saturday. It dawned on me coming home, as bad as today was for me, it must be much worse for that guy to have that job and have to act like that. Dude, you don't get away with that. I'm sorry. And everybody that wants to... You know, Matt Campbell can't do this and Matt Campbell can't do that and compare to Iowa or whatever. Matt Campbell doesn't do that. Matt Campbell comes out, the first thing he says is, it's on me.
Right.
You know what? Do we have things we need to correct with the players? Absolutely. Do we have things we need to correct with the coaches? Absolutely. Do you have to come out here and answer questions? Absolutely. Brian Ferentz gets paid $900,000 plus bonuses, because he gets bonuses if they go to the, you know, they went to the to a bowl game
to
last year.
To a bowl game win.
So he gets paid $900,000. The person that's interviewing him probably makes 45. Kirk Ferentz makes $5 million or more.
Right.
And you can't sit and answer that man's question. He has a job to do. David Eicholt has a job to do. The job is, hey, you're getting paid a lot of money, and I'd kind of like to know, what are you doing?
Right.
Has nothing to do. And that is my thing. I don't care if it's anything. Unless a kid screws up and does something that he shouldn't do, and then you can take a pause and go, he should have known better. Somebody needs to sit him down.
Right.
Somebody needs to talk to him. I get that. That's a coach.
Right.
Your responsibility is you have to take those. And if you don't want to take the interviews, stop taking TV money. If you don't want to do interviews with anybody, stop taking money that you're getting for being on Fox and being on ESPN. Stop taking the money. And, hey, maybe give some of your money back, because that's part of your job. Guess what? The athletic director has to go in front of the president and the board all the time. I lost a lot of respect for Kirk Ferentz today.
I'm not quite there to say
he's got to be bigger than that, Scott. Come on, what do you think? Having your son there, being the worst offense in college, everybody's going to go, well, I can't ask Kirk that question, so I won't ask him today.
Well, they got to know the question's coming, but I guess it has to
you
be. Look at that. Look
you
at
can't
it
throw it back on the reporters for asking the question.
I know, but it has to be one. Even as a human being, this has to be one of the hardest times, because success worked and now change has to come. That man doesn't like change.
He doesn't like change.
But he's going to have to figure it out.
He's got to figure it out really quickly. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We'll be back right after this break.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ.
Central Iowa's home for sports talk radio. Steen on Sports. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Tuesday. Got to get my headphones on.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, it's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday. It's Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott on this Tuesday. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, at Happy Hour underscore SS, and of course, at 1700 The Champ. The website's 1700thechamp.com. All the podcasts are up, and Facebook is at 1700 The Champ as well. Okay, so I'll do the first read. I'll do the long read, so you don't have to do the long one. This segment will be brought to you by Des Moines Orthopedic Centers. Get ready for this one. This one's really good. Helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. They have three locations: 6001 West Town Parkway, West Des Moines; 1301 Penn Avenue, Suite 213. In pretty much downtown Des Moines.
Over by Luther Hospital.
Lutheran. 350 Northeast 36th Street, Ankeny, Iowa, right next to the medical mall that I have up there. Service include foot and ankle, hand therapy, hip, knee, shoulder, spine, sports med, sports rehab, trauma, and urgent injury. DMOS Urgent Injury Clinics at both Ankeny and West Des Moines locations. No appointment needed. Look up wait times online at DMOS.com. Hours, West Des Moines is Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., and Ankeny, it's Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Here's where it gets good. The difference between urgent care and emergency room is the severity of the health problem. If the condition is life-threatening, go to emergency room. If the condition is a minor illness or injury, take advantage of the convenience and affordability of your urgent care has to offer. DMOS's urgent care in Ankeny and in West Des Moines. They accept most insurances, but we always recommend conferring with your insurance company. New to DMOS is engineered performance by DMOS, world-class sports rehab and performance training in Central Iowa. It's at 1711 Southwest Plaza Parkway, Ankeny, Iowa. They also have locations in Grimes and Huxley.
That was very good.
Dude, isn't that nice? I don't know where that came from either, because I just started, yeah, that just came to my head. I mean, I looked.
Oh,
at,
when you
I looked at stuff, and
you
then
didn't copy and paste that. You typed that up.
I typed it up.
I'm so proud of you.
I didn't copy and paste.
You're good.
Oh, okay. let's start just since it's happy hour sports, we can jump all over the place. Sadness. Elijah Vera Tucker and Breece Hall both out for the season for the New York Jets, and the New York Jets playing so well. Breece Hall playing so well.
Everybody I talked to about it, he was going to be a breakout guy.
Oh yeah. And him I mean, and Kenneth was, Walker, I mean, yep. And all those guys. Here's the great thing. 4 years ago, the New York Jets would have still been going, man, that's really bad, these guys. I mean, they went out and got James Robinson from the Jaguars already to have somebody there.
I love their head coach.
I do,
I
too. I love their front office. It's changing.
Yep.
And it matters. Just
maybe some other teams should look around and see what they're doing.
Just like college football, everything matters from the top down. And if you don't have structure from the top down, it's difficult. And the Jets have struggled with that for some time. Okay. I know that your family are Green Bay Packer fans.
Yes.
And we watched that game. We went to I can never remember which one it how it is. The one on out by my office on 50th right there. Is that a grumpy goat? Okay, so we went out to pick up the truck because we had left it there when we had gone to the party, so both of us weren't driving home. And I'm like, well, hey, let's watch the rest of the game. So we were watching the game. And after the game, I thought he didn't say much. He didn't play well against the Commanders. I mean, it's the Washington Commanders, for God's sake. I mean, they're
still a professional players.
Yeah,
but
professional football team, but not at the stature.
But then we just go back to coaching and management.
Yeah.
That is a shambles.
Coaching and management, not being able to I thought last year and this year, I love Pat. You know how much I love Pat McAfee. You love Pat McAfee. Mm-hmm. I love that Aaron Rodgers goes on Pat McAfee.
Right.
Man, if I was the administration of the Green Bay Packers, I'm like, dude, you got two choices. You don't do it or do it for real, and we'll do something else. Because he just goes on there and spouts off and makes funnies. Mm-hmm. And I love how Aaron Rodgers plays. I don't like Aaron Rodgers. I don't think I'd like Aaron Rodgers as a teammate. I don't think I would. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just
let's go to a conversation again, the same that we've had about some other people already today. Is it worked for so long, and now he doesn't have the weapons. He doesn't have the, you know, he has some of the same line, but they're older.
Right.
So, yes.
And the reason that they have lesser is because he took more-er in money and said, you know what, I want my money now.
Okay.
And so he just can't have it both. He can't have it both ways.
Oh, he'll let you know. He doesn't care if he has it both ways.
No, he'll
tell you what's wrong and yeah.
So today, this was his exact words. Let me see where I put that one. Guys who are making mistakes shouldn't be playing. Got to start cutting some reps. Maybe guys who aren't playing well, maybe you should give other guys a chance who aren't playing. So I'm like, man, I'm in.
Was he looking in a mirror when he
said
that?
I'd let Jordy Love come in and see what Jordy Love can do.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you've been horrific in your 3-game losing streak.
Okay.
I don't care who you think you have. He's held the ball too long.
With your comment earlier, Packers and Bills, you said it's a big game.
It is a big game. And that's what he said. Because he came out, and the first thing he said is, that's probably the best thing for us, because no one's going to give us a chance, and we're going to go in there, and we're going to win that game.
And that's why I put money on the Packers.
And by God, you better go in and win that game, because now you pissed Buffalo off, too, because Buffalo doesn't like you, and they want to say, hey, just in case we may play you later, welcome to Buffalo, and welcome. You think you didn't have any time this weekend? Wait until you get this. And, oh, yeah, by the way, you love it, because it's going to be rainy and snowy, so there you go.
I think it's one of them that he's
no Alan Lazard this weekend.
Questionable. He's completely out. He's questionable.
He can't put his arm up over his head. You're
just reading what the media says. Oh wait,
we are the media.
That's right. So I don't know. I just, but it's not sustainable for Mr. Rodgers, but he's got another special game in him like that. And I think this is, it should be, the Bills better have everything to throw at him because he's gonna pull one last card out from somewhere.
I don't know I don't know what card he's gonna throw because he's in too deep because when he
too deep what too deep coverage
no yeah he is on times he has time to throw, his wide receivers aren't getting open, which is fine.
Okay,
when he doesn't have time to throw. He can't evade. He used to be the best person at evading a rush and getting a pass off. And when everything is perfect, he's not completing passes. And it's not just Devontae Adams.
I know.
I mean, I get it, but you can't keep going on national radio shows saying that all the players on your team suck besides you. That's a tough one to do.
It's what's the word I'm looking for?
He said his defense didn't do him any help. The play calling didn't have any help. Are you telling me that Aaron Rodgers doesn't have play calling specifics?
Let's talk about this. Where have you looked? What's the starting line? What's the line on the Bills Packers game?
Well, it's double. He's never been a double digit dog before in his life.
It's 12 points.
Mm-hmm.
There are 12 point.
If you're going to tell me that you think that Green Bay is going to cover, I'll give you that. I don't know. But I just saw what Buffalo went to Kansas City and did to Kansas City. And I just saw what Kansas City did to San Francisco. And I know Green Bay can't beat either one of those teams. So how are you going to beat the Bills? I mean, what part of that you've seen in these first six games that say, oh yeah, well they'll stop their offense.
So you're 100% done with his flame has gone out.
Well, no, I'm not done because he also presides in one of the worst divisions in football, and all they have to do is win a couple of games. They have to beat Minnesota, but Minnesota's four games up on them.
This is one of the weird games. I'm just telling you, this is one of the weird games that Aaron Rodgers is going to be Aaron Rodgers, make no-namers into household names because he. Even though he talks about that he doesn't have any talent around him, he's going to throw some balls correctly to the right people, opposed to, the finger pointing game. But you're telling me that the line can't give him time, so they're just gonna be over him.
I saw Kansas City's line not be able to give Patrick Mahomes time, and Patrick Mahomes running around for his life, and their line has three people that are halfway all pro people.
All right, so I'm going to go Buffalo money line, Green Bay to cover. Okay.
So it's 12.
Yeah.
I bet it goes down. I bet you better get it now because I think it's going to go down because people are going to bet just like you're saying.
Right.
This is going to be his savior game. And for football, it's great. For the NFL, that would be a great story.
I'll take him as to a cover. Kansas, I don't know.
As a Kansas City Chief fan, I need Buffalo to lose.
Oh,
if I want home field, somebody's got to beat Buffalo besides me.
Yeah, we've got to have a few of them here.
And I'm pretty sure that the New England Patriots from last night aren't going to be the ones that do it.
No,
I'm just saying I've been accused in my lifetime of having a pretty big head and being pretty damn confident. And dude, I couldn't carry 14 buckets of water for that dude because that is a confident guy. And this is why. So if you're looking at this. You know, let's say the Packers were getting ready to play the Kansas City Chiefs, and they're playing them in Kansas City. Not an easy place to play. The Chiefs have scored 223 points. They've given up 172.
Yep.
I'm like, okay, Green Bay has Green Bay's scored 128 points and gave up 146. You go, man, okay, but it's Kansas City. They've had trouble. This is what they're going against, Bub. The Buffalo Bills have scored 176 points, and they've given up 81. They have both.
All right. I'm looking at the same stats as you are. I'm trying to.
I don't know what's crazier, that he's never.
You're down the analytic rabbit hole here. You got to give a special player one more special go at it.
But,
he's not going to ride that for the rest of the season.
He has a special player that wants to prove on the other side of that, too. Josh Allen. Josh Allen wants to be the best quarterback in football.
Okay.
If you're going to be the best quarterback in football, guess who you got to beat on Sunday? Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
I don't know.
You know what? That's why we watch the games.
It is why.
That's why I have three TVs with NFL on.
I don't even know if that's a game. I hope it is. And the best thing in the world for that game would be, if you're a Green Bay Packer fan, the best thing in the world with that game would be swirling wind and snow. Just to give you one more chance of...
One more element to throw things off, yes.
To make something go awry. I think Buffalo is the best team in football, and I don't think it's close. I think if you were playing the other good teams, I mean, if the Packers were playing the Chiefs, I think I don't know if I'd favor them if they were on the road. If they were playing look at that. There are no good teams. That's the other thing that's going to save Green Bay. It's going to save Minnesota too. The NFC West is horrible, Scott. Okay. The NFC South,
there's no standout teams.
The NFC South doesn't have a team over 500.
We talked about that.
Not
I know.
One. The Minnesota Vikings are 5-1, and nobody else in theirs is over 500. And you have the Philadelphia Eagles, the New York Giants, and the Dallas Cowboys. It's crazy. It is absolutely crazy what's going on. And I'm also here to tell you that if my squad, and these are the two teams that I would not want to play by the end of the year. If my squad could ever hold a lead, a double-digit lead, going into the fourth quarter.
There was a win last week.
There was a win. Here's the one that gets me, though. Did you see what Joe Burrow did this past weekend? Threw for 400 yards, never got touched. They lost a game against Pittsburgh because their long snapper tore his ACL, and they couldn't hike the ball. There's nobody else on your team that can hike a ball back to somebody to get. They missed three field goals. One at the end, one in the first overtime.
Wouldn't they have like a tight end or something doing it? Did you do this in college? Come over here.
And you threw it back there. Just so nice and gentle. No, you got to throw it back there really fast and really hard.
Snap the wrist.
And then they had a fluke. Went in Jamar Chase's hands, right out of his hands. The guy ran it back. Or they would be 6-1. I think the Cincinnati Bengals are the best. They're the next best team in the AFC East after Buffalo. And the only reason that I'm not including the New York Jets is because those are two huge
pivotal injuries
with their lead offensive tackle and Breece Hall, because even James Robinson, he can run like him, but not just like him. He's not as fast, and he's not as good out of the backfield. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a tough thing. Last night, Justin Fields can be a quarterback in the NFL. If they treat him like Lamar Jackson, just not as much because he's not as big.
He's got a salty demeanor, though. He's got that look to him like... He always looks like he's been disrespected.
Didn't he look like he wanted to stage, and he got a stage. I thought it was really cool.
Yes, he did.
Against the genius, Bill Belichick.
All right.
Yeah. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott, live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM. Be right back.
101.3 FM
and the Ad Council.
Nothing's off limits. Join the conversation now on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Tuesday. Last segment of this first hour.
Holy buckets.
What's up with that? That went fast. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here. No, it's not Steen on Sports. It's Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. What am I thinking?
Okay, it's all part of the Steen on Sports.
It's the umbrella. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700thechamp. At Happy Hour _SS, at Steen on Sports, and at Scott Brower _13. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. This Thursday, Ravens Buccaneers. That's going to be an interesting game. We'll talk about that one here in a bit. Ole Miss, Texas A&M, UNI, Southern Illinois. UNI is catching stride. It's kind of like what Mark Farley does. He you know, he's got new squad. You got to work him out. Keep going. So there you go. Okay. Da-da-da-da-da. Pick whichever one you want to do there, big fella. Have at her.
Northwest Bank. Commitment you can bank on. Taking care of your personal, business, mortgage, architectural, agricultural, private banking, wealth management, insurance needs every day your way. October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month at New York at Northwest Bank. Take some time to learn to be safe online. Northwest Bank is proud to be a champion and support this online safety education. Northwest Financial Group earned Top Workplace Award for the 8th year in a row. That's awesome.
It is awesome. They must have good people in charge.
I was going to say, we were at the same establishment with them.
Friday.
A lot of them were there. Actually, at Breakfast Club this morning, we had breakfast with Zach Nunn. I knew it was wrong on that one. But a lot of people from Northwest Bank were there as well, so I've spent a lot of time with people from Northwest Bank.
There you go.
So check out your Northwest Bank mobile app for ease of doing banking wherever, whenever your phone is in your hand. Also, take advantage of applying online for loans with Northwest Bank. Once again, don't wait to open an account with Northwest Bank. Commitment you can count on. Member FDIC.
Very good. Look at you. You are trainable. That's awesome.
Wow.
Awesome. Good job out of you.
It won't take my bet. We really need to take that bet. So,
yeah,
had a pretty good weekend. Not the stuff. See, here's the thing with wagering. If I have any relatability to it that I think I know, well, you know, it's this, and this. Whether it's the Dolphins, whether it's the Hawkeyes, whether it's the this, and this. I am horrible.
Yeah. See, and that's I am not a Green Bay Packer fan, and I'm not a Buffalo Bill fan. I like watching both teams.
Right.
But I'm the same way. If I was talking about I do not bet on Iowa State anymore. If I do bet on Iowa State, I bet one thing. I'll either bet the over under and think totally opposite yes. on what I yes. want to happen, and I'll bet that way to see. And I'm like, okay. So if I'm ticked off at the world when I get done, I won $40. If we win and I'm happy and I lost $20, I'm cool with that. I'm okay. So
okay. Now we've got it. So tonight, the most successful I had was when I took your advice on the opening night of NBA. And we both agreed, and you said it, but we both took the over on, I think it was Warriors and whoever it was. But so just having that quick discussion of tonight's game, Pistons-Warriors, Mavericks-Pelicans, Clippers-Thunder.
It's the Pistons-Warriors?
What did that do there? I wonder if it's not taking my thing. No, it's Suns and Warriors.
Yeah.
Wow, it just did something wrong on my app. We're going to go back to that.
We're going to go back to that.
All right.
No, and we went
Wait
through.
Wait a minute. Have they been taking my money?
Hey.
Hey, you guys.
That's not right. Okay. Let's see here. I'm trying to think.
Oh, we were chatting about the NFL. Can I ask you your opinion on one thing? Have you heard both sides of the story on Mike Evans?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe the latter because that is a friend of a friend at Texas A&M and they are going there and he wants to play golf.
Okay. Let's look around the room. All these words you're saying, are they still floating around the room?
No.
Okay. Because the error was that somebody was having a signature, an autograph from him, and they're not supposed to do that.
Right. I don't think that's what they were doing.
So now a buddy who is an official is, hey, I'm going to grab your phone number, opposed to an autograph,
right,
so that we can connect again. You don't think that's...
Well, they're from Texas. They went to Texas A&M at the same time.
Okay.
That's okay.
But grabbing a... Oh, hey, I'm...
You can't get an autograph. Referees are not allowed to get autograph. No official person from the
your
NFL.
Hands around what you're saying.
I get that. You can do it outside the fact. Listen, all these referees are here's the really funny thing. People just think, oh gosh, they're just referees. No, they're not. NFL referees
are
either lawyers or CEOs of company that this is what they do on the weekends because they get flown places, they get to watch football games.
I know.
He's smarter than that to do that. If he wanted to get an autograph from Mike Evans, he could have called Mike Evans up. He's like, Mike, I heard you're going there. this guy, he was there when we were there. He wants to talk to you about golf. He's a golf pro at one of the golf things. I would buy it. I really would. I thought it's going to be hard. Number one, you're not going to run in there and do it while he's getting ready to go to the locker room. And you know there's cameras all around. Right. And you know there you can get fired from your job.
You finally got to the point. I don't care what they were exchanging. Because everybody said, hey, look, they knew each other. That doesn't make it better. It makes it worse to me.
Well, I don't know how much. I think you're going to have a lot of people that know. I mean, a lot of these guys went to college.
Okay, right.
I mean, that would be like you and me and Travis were at Des Moines Golf, and I'm not supposed to do something. And I mean, it's friends. We do things.
Okay.
And that's the reason why we have Travis as a friend, because Travis is the one that goes, can't do that.
I've heard that a lot. But isn't the issue of we don't want these guys asking players for autographs.
Right.
Okay, we're going to say that out loud, everybody. So we don't want players being asked for autographs because that makes you a fan and that's going to make you biased.
Right.
Hey, I've known you since college, buddy. Can I get your phone number so I can talk to a...
Well, I think that happens. I think it happens more
than... So the bias is already there, you see.
I think that happens no matter what. Okay. Listen, if you're a referee, I mean, your biases are going to change the minute the game goes on, because guess what? If Mike Evans didn't like it and he's a friend of yours and you just called a bad call, he's ripping you anyway.
All right.
And you can't do a darn thing about it, and you're going to hear that on national TV.
I think the moral of the story here is let's not grab a pen to do anything after the game when you're an official.
See, I'm even one step the other way. How about we don't put a camera on because a referee is talking to a football player and think it's nefarious for some reason. Big word, nefarious. It just popped into my head. I can't even remember what I had for dinner last night. Nefarious just jumped into my head.
Okay, but you know, people in the media are just trying to sometimes make sure there's media to talk about.
For their own good.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that got those guys. I get that. It got them a byline. It got them people needed.
Hey, let's revert back to what you said. How much is that player making? A lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
How much is that photographer making?
Not a lot of money.
Now he's making a little more.
His
stuff's getting talked about.
He is. And to be really honest, with most of the referees, it's not all the referees. I know one, Scott Helverson, former Iowa player, is a back judge. I think he's retired from his job that he had before, so he just flies and travels and does his NFL stuff. His wife, I do some stuff with her. She's been at, when we play golf at a lot of those outings, we always stop and talk to her. It's Scott Helverson's
name. Oh, yeah.
Her last name is Clark, and Marshall Clark and Zach were best friends, even though they were, one went to Ankeny and he went to Dowling. So it's just funny how things
are. Yeah.
And Scott Helverson and I have been friends for quite a while.
I got it. Deciders. It was the Wizards. It actually popped up as
and
the Warriors.
See, that's the difficult thing. But I think the Wizards can score. That's what you have to do, because I read you some of those off. Trust me, the NBA is easier to bet on than Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball is so hard to bet on. Unless you're doing money line, then you're just out there. But to do an over-under on Major League Baseball is almost, I mean, it.
I did, remember that one? I did, seven games in a row? I'm like, this is easy. And then I went
10
games
in
a row. Yeah. Exactly.
It's not.
So this will be fun, though. This will be fun because it's four games. Pistons, Wizards.
Yes.
Mavericks, Pelicans.
And you took over on the second one. On the first one, you did
under on the first.
I think that
over on the Mavericks Pelicans.
Yeah, you have
under
to.
On the Clippers Thunder.
I think that is
because it's 215, and then Warriors because they're the Warriors. It's 226, but the Warriors are going to go off. It's Warriors Suns.
Yeah, I mean they're going to score, and yeah, they're going to score. I am 50-50 on the first one too, because that's the one thing that.
Pistons, Wizards?
The Thunder. The second one. The Thunder and...
Mavericks, Pelicans.
No, third one.
Clippers, Thunder.
Clippers, Thunder. Clippers play defense. Thunder's like to score. That would be the only one that I'd be concerned about. The rest of them, I'm with you.
They're smiling in Vegas because
you go.
I hit the take it money, so...
Oh, okay. Well, we're gonna do since that
is that the music? That,
it went fast.
Yeah, we need to talk. We do need to talk about Chicago and New England last night.
Yes,
because I like where you're going with Fields is getting comfortable
coaching
with who he is.
He got coaching last night.
Yes,
that was kind of fun. I like that part. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Scott and I'll be back right after this top of the hour break.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.